Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. I'm your host, Kelly Keys, alongside my co-host, Gia Mariano.
Woo!
What's going on, everybody?
Low vibes today, unfortunately. Just low, sick vibes.
They are low vibes. Sick vibes. Yeah, we're both a little bit on this on the sick train, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Still trucking through. How about
still
us?
Still trucking through, yeah.
Women are so strong.
I know, literally.
I say that only because I saw your TikTok being like, you're not like that. You're like a...
I'm a complete man when it comes to when I get sick. Like, I was literally
like that too.
I was sometimes. Like about to call my mom to be like, I'm sick. Like, my mom lives in Florida. Like, what the fuck is she going to do about
that? No, of course. My thing is always that I need to let everyone know that I'm not feeling well because I want the sympathy. Like, I want people to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah. So I'll tell everyone, regardless of whether or not they can help me. I'll just be like, yeah, not feeling well. My throat really hurts. I'm just so tired. Like, I just really want. I need people to know that I'm not feeling 100. But we're here regardless. Yep. We're trucking through.
Yep.
Because we have to talk about Miss Taylor Allison Swift's 34th birthday, which was, of course, last Wednesday.
Lovely.
December 13th. Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday, girl. Happy birthday to our favorite or second favorite Sagittarius.
Who's the first favorite? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, duh. I was kidding. Yeah. But yeah, no, I like Taylor more than I like myself, so she's my number one.
Okay, yes.
Personally.
But I'm right with the star sign, right?
Sagittarius? Yes, okay. 100%, yes. I was just thinking, I was so shocked. I was like, who could be better than Taylor?
Yeah.
Myself.
You, obviously.
So she had a lovely night out with her friends.
Loved
her dress. Very midnights.
So midnights.
Just so midnights, right? Like, not even a mistake. Yeah. Like, that could be reputation. No, that was a midnight
dress. It was funny
because
people were like, oh my God, there's so many signs pointing to like TS11.
No.
And it's like, no, girl, she's just like still in her midnights
era.
She's
in midnights. Yeah. And she's been in midnights, by the way, this whole time. She takes breaks to kind of shine light on the others as they're coming out and stuff, but she's very much still in her midnights era. We're still hearing Bejeweled every day. Like, she is still being Bejeweled, especially because Travis Kelce lets her be so. And speaking of him, he was not at the birthday party.
No.
Which I don't think anybody thought. Actually, no, sorry, I'm getting my timeline mixed up. One, Tuesday the 12th, I saw reports that Travis was throwing Taylor a massive birthday party. Money is no object. Biggest thing in the world. I was like, I'm going to blog about this. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm not. Because this seems fucking fake.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be tricked again by the fakers. And of course it was fake because Travis had to be practicing football for his game on Sunday, which Taylor attended and we will talk about later.
Right.
So I'm not surprised that he wasn't there. I am not upset that he wasn't there. This man has a job.
Yeah.
Her birthday was on a Wednesday. That's a tough ask.
Yeah, we're just not used to Taylor dating men with jobs.
Exactly. So obviously he was not there. And that is completely fine. And anybody that was spreading rumors about it is crazy. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Number two, we do think he may have been there in spirit because after seeing paparazzi photos of Taylor Swift, Kelly Teller and Miles Teller, which everybody keeps telling us that it's Keely.
I know.
But I don't believe them because I thought Taylor say Kelly, but maybe not.
So I don't
Keely
know.
Keely or Kelly, we're not sure. Miles Teller's wife, who we love. Paparazzi photo of the three of them walking down the street, and Taylor is showing her a massive ring on her middle finger, what looks like either opal or moonstone surrounded by emeralds.
Yeah.
Which, love it. Gorgeous.
So
stunning.
Cute. Very cool.
The only reason we think Travis may have been there in spirit is because, and this is where things get deep and crazy, and you know we're handing ourselves over to the conspiracy theorists at this point. Apparently, Travis follows a jeweler in Kansas City that has made a ring
similar,
that's very similar to that, but with like different color stones. So people seem to think that Travis may have gifted this ring to Taylor. Obviously, not an engagement ring of any kind, but he knows that Taylor loves a statement ring. He knows that you know she likes to be jeweled. I am under the impression that the middle stone is a moonstone just because she sings about it.
Right.
Some guy says my aura is moonstone just because he was high. Yeah. Midnight's era, et cetera. And I also think that, I looked up and emeralds are about like new beginnings and feeling like safe and surrounded by love and whatever. So if you think about it like that, it makes total sense. And another reason which makes me think that Travis got her this ring is because, like I said, one, she's showing it off to her friends. Two, every photo, it was like the center of attention.
Yeah.
So I hope that that's the case.
Me too.
It's a really good gift, if so.
Very, very cute.
And we
not
really,
really my
seen.
Style.
I would probably wear a ring like that.
I feel
like
it's Taylor Swift's style for
it's
sure.
It's definitely her style. Yeah. I think I would wear a ring like that. I like a big ring. I have a big like onyx ring that I wear sometimes that's huge like that.
I think it's funny because I feel like every guy getting their girlfriend, like their like your first birthday with your significant other, mm-hmm. like they don't really know exactly what to get you just yet.
Yes.
And I feel like that ring is kind of like, oh, like I'm just gonna get her this really nice, yeah. I don't know, you
like,
know
I'm
what
just
I mean,
get her like this big ass ring, yeah, like, with all the components of something that she would like. And then that goes to the same thing, like whatever the first gift is, like whether Taylor likes that ring or not,
yeah,
I do
she
actually
has
she
to.
Has to be like showing it off. I do like it though, I think it's beautiful, but like but it is like,
yeah,
look what my boyfriend got me,
oh my God,
type
I love
vibes.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I love this so much. Like, yeah, look what he got me. So yeah, that's obviously all conjecture. We don't know if that's all true.
Yeah.
It just seems it based on the evidence of photos. But our girl Taylor spent the evening at the box, which I didn't know was still open.
I know. I saw your tweet and
people,
I was like,
people were
Kelly.
Giving me shit, being like, are you stupid? I swear to God it was closed for a few years and that it was permanently closed and that it, I knew it got bought by someone new, but I had no idea that it reopened. And I'm now thrilled to hear this information,
yeah,
because I love the box.
I've
I'm
never
a
been.
Box girly. I used to go all the time when I first moved to New York because I worked at this like online company that covered different media events, and the majority of those were like fashion week stuff. And there was a time, I want to say 2013, 2014, when if your fashion week party was not, after party was not at the box,
oh,
like you were a fucking loser.
Damn.
Like that, it had to be at the box. And at the time, it was like a mix between like burlesque and Cirque du Soleil. Like that's the vibe. And
yeah,
you go and like, it's bar vibe, but also there's a show going on and it's really, it's a very fun place. And I wonder if it's exactly the same. I have no idea. But
yeah,
everyone was giving me shit like, oh, Kelly, what? Are you stupid? I swear on my life that it was closed. Like, I wanted to go at one point and on the maps it said permanently closed. And I was devastated at that time.
And yeah, maybe
so
they just did that to, like, keep it
maybe
under wraps.
Maybe.
Yeah,
it must have
I've
been.
Had a couple friends go in, like, the past, like, 2 years. And Alex Earle actually, like, talks about how she goes to the box a lot.
Does
which,
she?
Like, yeah, which, like, I thought you're, like, not supposed to do. Like, I thought you were, like,
no,
not
right,
supposed
to,
like,
to
keep the
like,
lore of the
right,
box.
It's supposed to kind of be,
yeah,
yeah, right. Well, I just blew it up, I guess. But you're right, you're supposed to, like, it's supposed to give you the vibe of, like, a private club, but it's not.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but whatever, I missed that. And so, happy for Taylor for going there, because it is super fun, confirmed. And she had a Mama Fuko milk bar,
yeah,
birthday cake.
Yeah, very funny.
And
very 2012.
Very 2012. Like, yeah,
yeah,
she's just living in 2012,
2013. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
Like, I, like, that is pretty much exactly my birthday in 2013 was, like, a Mama Fuko cake and,
oh, yeah,
the box. But she even wrote, I think it was in her birthday tweet. I'm not sure exactly which tweet it was. I might even pull it up. Hmm. Where she said, like, I am, hold on, I'm looking. Where did she go off being like, I'm a forever millennial woman? Like, I'm uber millennial and, like, you're going to have to deal with it.
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's here. It's here. I had the it's when, yes, it was on her birthday and it was to announce the Eras Tour extended version, which is included, or which is now streaming if you rent it. It says, I had the time of my life fighting dragons with you. Heart emoji. Celebrate 34 with me by watching the Eras Tour extended version, including Long Live with the dragon, the archer with the archer emoji, and Wildest Dreams, Blue Heart, at home. P.S. Troll me all you want about my excessive and literal millennial emoji use, but A, no one's prouder to be millennial, and B, it's my birthday, and today I am exempt with a cake.
Yes.
With a cake.
She,
so that's,
no one
that's
is
what I was talking about.
No one is prouder to be millennial than
no one is.
Stuff.
And you know what? It's encouraging to me because it makes me feel okay to be a millennial.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, I don't like when people tell me that it's not cool to be a millennial acting like we're 1,000 years fucking old. Like, if any group of people are more perpetually children than the millennials, show them to me. Because
yeah,
it's us. Like, we're the ones that have been stunted and are stuck and are trying to relive childhood every chance we can,
yeah,
because we didn't really have it because there was all kinds of drama growing up. Honestly, like, I blame 9/11. Not even kidding. I'm not kidding. Like, that shook up our lives. And that was, and we had to be, like, really adult and worry about terrorism every day.
Honestly,
and
yeah.
And now as adults, like, yeah, sure.
Well, that's
kind of
learning
about it.
Not to, like, get into a whole other thing, but that's kind of,
yeah,
how Gen Z feels, too, like, with, like,
I guess
school
so, yeah,
shooting and stuff. Like, we have
for
to,
sure,
like,
for sure.
Think of, I mean, that's, those stuff happen, like, when they were 2001, like, Columbine was, like, the first one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, we still had that, too.
Yeah.
But it's, like, it's funny to me when people
grow up at an early age.
Yes, and I think that's what happened with millennials. And I think that people want quickly to blame millennials and think that they're, like, lame and using, like, just, like, lame, doing lame shit.
Yeah.
When the hatred should be directed at generations Namaste older than in us. Bed. Yeah. See, but like, no, those people are older than us. Like, they're older. That's like whatever's the generation is above me is the one that shares like quotes and fucking namaste in bed. Like, that's not us. The hate is misdirected. So
what is the one above millennial? Gen?
I think it's like Gen X. It's no. like the 40-year-olds.
Oh.
Like the mid 40s. Yeah. Like early to mid 40s, I think, is whatever's above us. And I'll tell you what, they're the ones that like never really, like they got to the internet, but barely. You know what I mean? And like we've had the internet. We like test drove the internet for everybody.
That's true.
So anyway, I'm going on a tangent about being a millennial, but that is true that I do feel like sometimes. I feel like a loser,
right.
even though I'm not old, and I know that I'm cool for a fact. So thank you to Taylor for reminding us that it's, we don't have to be ashamed to be millennials,
the leader.
Despite how many TikTok fucking losers want to comment on it.
Yes.
It's true. So we're happy for Taylor's birthday celebration, as millennial as it could be. And
Bunch of celebrities.
Sabrina Carpenter, Gracie Abrams, all the Haim
Blake
sisters,
Lively.
Blake Lively. Yep.
I also love. I saw a tweet.
Jack Antonoff, of course.
I saw a tweet about Abigail, and it's funny how she's become like a Beyonce or whatever, another Madonna. Like it's just Abigail. Like I don't know Abigail's last name.
No idea.
And she gets to hang out with all these celebrities and just be known as Abigail. Like
I have no idea what her last name is. I want to say it's like Hatchford or Radford. Does that make sense? Or is that somebody real?
I don't know.
No, I'm so incorrect. It's Abigail Anderson.
Oh.
Berard is her married name. She got married.
Okay, Abigail Anderson Berard.
She got married last year, a little over a year ago. Good for her. No, but it is so funny when you think about it, because Taylor has, obviously she has like friends that she's had for a really long time. I would say her group of friends right now is pretty much the longest group, like consistent group of friends.
Yeah.
Like Blake Lively, for sure, there all the time. Haim Sisters have been around for a million years.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, for sure, been around for a million years.
She wasn't there, was she?
She was at, well, they went to dinner like the night before, the two of them, which
Maybe
I felt was
something.
Interesting. Yeah, she must have had something to do.
Yeah.
This, of course, comes on the heels of Selena Gomez is dating Benny Blanco, and that's something.
Oh my God.
I tweeted, though, that I think they're actually a good couple.
Really?
Because, not because I think that they totally match.
Because they're both freaks?
Yeah, for real. Like, he's a freak.
Yeah, he's
like,
a freak.
And I don't dislike him at all.
No, I went down like a deep dive because I did a blog about when she posted that Instagram of the kissing.
Yeah,
and I was like, he has done and said the weirdest fucking shit.
He's a freak, but he comes from the vein of like. He works with Lil Dicky all the time now. Before that, he's always working
with
rappers.
He was like best friends with Justin Bieber.
I know. So that is the weirdest part about it. Is that he was legitimately best friends with Justin Bieber. So I do not know what the fuck
so
is up
weird.
There. A lot of weird shit.
Yeah.
But regardless, Taylor went out with just Selena the night before her birthday. And Selena brought her a cake to the restaurant. Very cute. And but then I'm trying to think of her other friends. That girl Ashley Avignon. She's been around for a minute.
But like Sabrina Carpenter, Gracie Abrams, they're new.
Yeah,
Zoe Kravitz, she's been around for a minute,
but she's also still kind of she's on the newer side, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've been friends behind the scenes more, but only this year or so have we seen her really popping up and all of her stuff.
I freaking love Gracie Abrams and
Did you
Sabrina
see that video
Carpenter.
Of her showing up to
the
thing?
Yeah, so cute. They're like, Gracie, it's this way.
She showed up to the box and you know, she's wearing like wire headphones and chilling, walking down the street. And looking for the entrance to the box, and the paparazzi had to like show her where
it was.
Yeah, it's
very funny.
They're like, Gracie, it's over there. And she's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
It's like that's exactly what I would do. Like, feeling overwhelmed by the fact there are paparazzi and just like quickly trying to look for the door. And
oh my
get
God,
out
I
of
would
way.
Embarrass myself so much.
So bad. So that was really cute of her.
Yeah, I love her.
And then,
I really love her and her music.
Yeah, me too. But it seemed like a good time.
Yeah.
I also love that Taylor is posting photos of her and her friends on Instagram again.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like it's been a long time since
Very
she's
refreshing.
Really done that, and I just love seeing updates.
That freaking Instagram filter. She loves that filter.
I saw.
What is that filter
I
like?
I saw a video doing it. It's like it's in Facetune, and it's like the blue filter and then something else. I saved it somewhere. I'll send it to you. But
she freaking loves that filter.
She loves that filter.
Yeah.
And you know what? I love that filter too. I wonder if those photos are taken on iPhones, if they're taken on digital cameras, because they look like digital camera photos.
Yeah, they do. You know? They definitely do.
Because they're just better
quality.
They're better quality in the way that they're worse quality. Does that make sense? Like sometimes I feel like the iPhone
is
too good of quality.
Anthony. was there.
Oh, Anthony, yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
oh,
I forgot. He kind of popped his head in there.
Love him.
Love him, yeah.
So sweet.
And Gigi.
And Gigi, of yeah, course. Yeah, of course, yeah. Gigi. And Gigi's been around for a million
Gigi's
years.
Been around for a minute,
she's,
yeah.
She's been around. Gigi yeah. looks fucking awesome, by the
fabulous.
Way. I haven't seen
her
Gigi
hair
in a while.
Is amazing.
Oh, my God, she looks amazing.
I know.
I always forget she has a child.
Yeah.
You know?
Kai.
She doesn't seem, she's just so, to me, like, so young and like, beautiful.
I feel like it's way easier for, well, it, not, I feel like, I know for a fact that it's so much easier for celebrities to have
oh,
kids
sure.
at a young age because they can just have, like, other people take care of them.
Right.
So, like, I feel
or
like she's still
least.
Able to, yeah, 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 that's
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Go out and have fun and enjoy her youth, whereas yeah. I feel like if I had a kid right now, like, my youth would be over.
No, totally. Like, I wouldn't have the energy. Like, I
no.
would be at home all the time being like, oh,
no,
I
already barely have energy to go out, like, you
no,
know?
Fully.
Yeah.
I have to hype myself up before I, like, leave the house,
yeah,
even
literally.
Come to work, let alone,
yeah.
like, go to a birthday celebration.
Yeah.
Although it is Taylor. But
yeah, right.
I do think that, yeah, she looks amazing. They
yeah,
all look
she's
amazing.
Sliding.
It looked like a great, yeah. great time.
I need Glad to get, if anyone has, like, the Shein version of that dress. I would
oh
love
God,
to get
right?
that dress for New Year's
oh,
or
yeah,
something. It's so freaking
Let
cute.
Me look at
it's
my
like
girl.
I forget what the name of the brand is. It's like a freaking, it's of course, it's like a $3,000 dress.
Of course
dress
it is, yeah. I'm going to look at her. Oh, let's see. It is Cleo Pepiat. P-E-P-P-I-A-T-T.
Cleo Pepiat.
And it is it's the Lucina Embellished Stretch Mesh Mini Dress.
Yeah.
And
it's
a quick $2,335.
Yeah.
Combined with the embellished Aquazara embellished bag, $1,200, and then the embellished sandals, another $1,200. So
damn, girl.
And again, like, I wonder if Taylor, like, actually buys all these things, or she just is like, oh, I want to wear this to my birthday party, you know?
Right.
How does she have room
no,
for all
I
the stuff
like,
in her apartment?
I feel like most
in her
celebrities
New York, tiny
just
New York apartment.
Stuff,
how does
you know?
She have room for?
Yeah, in my little
in her
studio.
Humble abode.
Yeah. She probably,
I get
they probably just give it to, they either just give it to her so they wear and they get promotion or
yeah.
she borrows it.
I bet anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's been looking so fly lately.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful dress.
Love the dress, loved the night, seemed like a great time.
Yeah.
After that, so yeah, we have Eras Tour now available to rent.
Yeah, you
I rented
it?
I watched
yeah.
it, sobbed the entire time. Mm. I'm almost glad I didn't see it in the movie theater because I don't know if I would have been able to, like, be okay. Like, I did not expect
to
be so emotional. Like, of course we've been emotional talking about it. We're always emotional. You know, I'm watching it on the grainy TikTok streams. I'm crying and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I figured by now I'd be desensitized enough to be able to watch it top to bottom without sobbing the whole time. Like, I thought maybe a couple songs would get me. No.
Yeah.
Like, the minute the intro started until the second she takes her bow, I'm streaming tears, sometimes crying harder than other. So maybe now that it's out of my system, it'll be good. I do wish that we were able to buy it. I think it's crazy that we couldn't buy it.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's only for rent right now. Maybe
I haven't watched it yet. I don't know why I just didn't even think about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I keep yawning. That's so rude.
No, I know I'm yawning too.
It's like I'm yawning. I've never yawned so much that I am today. It's in my thoughts are I wonder if it's going to be on streaming eventually.
I feel like yeah.
Probably like through Amazon.
Amazon,
or something.
Yeah.
So maybe she doesn't want people to buy it because it'll be free soon. But then, you know, we're renting it. But it's still in theaters. I don't know.
I really hope that she does some sort of, like, documentary or something. Because I want to know. I want to see more about the behind-the-scenes stuff. Like,
me too.
And Beyonce.
I'm sure there will be. And I'm sure it'll be after the European
Everything's
tour,
over.
You know?
Yeah. We need to go, bro.
I know. Well, I'm going to Paris.
I know. But we should go together in, like, Miami or Canada
oh, yeah,
or something.
Miami is the goal. Miami
yeah,
is
Miami's the goal.
That's where we're really trying to
yeah.
go. Because I feel like that would be a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
But we'll have to maybe connect with Swiftie Dave on that one.
Right.
And see what kind of
My
strings
God.
We can pull.
Right.
And what kind of, you know, meet and greet we can get involved in. I feel like I am torn sometimes because I have jealousy that I feel like Dave will probably meet Taylor before us.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, what the fuck? But I also understand, you know, there's
yeah.
enough for all of us.
Yeah.
And he could be the way in.
No, yeah.
So
we,
I have
we,
to
yeah, we gotta
set
let
aside
him,
my
yeah,
jealousy
yeah,
enough
like,
to understand.
Maybe next time you can
exactly.
take us along.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
he just has that status, you know?
That's what I'm saying. He's got that
yeah,
status
yeah.
and that we don't have.
Yeah.
And so we need to – that needs to be used to our advantage
yeah.
at this point. And so I think that we'll definitely make it to a show together. We have to because
mm-hmm.
it's crazy we didn't actually go together beforehand. Well, we were going to maybe. No, we were never going to.
Mm.
Anyway,
yeah.
So excited about the movie. I think that it you know, it translates. It definitely translates the emotion. I do think that in the stadium, it's just the feeling in the stadium and how loud it is and everything is different, of course. But apart from that, I think it holds up. And I think
SoFi show? Like, or is it just
SoFi show? Which
it's not the 1989 announcement show, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. No. Because she has all different outfits on.
Yeah, okay.
Because she wore all blue that day.
Yeah.
No, it was like the night before that. It was like, I think like the, because she did six nights at SoFi, and I think it might have been like the third night or something like that. But it was, you know, it looks great. And I think that there are a few added elements to it that make it fun. And so I highly suggest, if you are into it and you didn't get to see the show and you can't wait for it to like be free on streaming, which we assume is going to happen, then I say rent it for sure.
Yeah, totally.
It's 3.5 hours, though. I think that was part of my thing.
Bucks,
like, I had some time. I had like 4 hours before I needed to start doing something. I was like, oh, let me just watch this movie right now. And I had to pause it a bunch of times because I couldn't stop crying. But it was a good choice, and I look forward to it being available all the time. I'm going to watch it with my family over Christmas, too.
Oh, nice.
I've told them in advance. So yep. We'll be watching Barbie.
To sit down and watch. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be watching Barbie and Aerostar.
Shit, I got it. Maybe I'll watch Barbie with my mom.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah. It's on HBO Max now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, slap.
That's why we just got the email about it like 2 days ago, and I texted my dad being like, it's on streaming, so I want my dad to see it.
Yeah.
Because my dad will be like the ultimate test. Like, I've been shitting on it being like, I don't think my dad might talk shit, because I hear, you know, whenever all the fragile men were going off about it, I was worried because my dad heard like it's political in some way. And the second he hears that there's like politics or something involved in something, he doesn't want to deal with it and says it's like stupid and pandering or whatever, which is, you know, whatever. But
typical dad shit.
And so I was sad at first being like, oh no, like this movie means so much to me. And like now my dad's not even going to like it.
Yeah.
But I still am holding true to the fact that he's really going to like it. So I had texted him about it. And he was like, we'll watch it over Christmas.
Oh,
and I was
nice.
Like, yes. Okay.
Nice.
So he's open to watching it.
Good.
Thrilled. The healing begins.
Yes.
You know?
Barbie, starts from the inside. Begins. Yes.
Starts
yeah.
from the inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
So excited about that. But other than that, our girl Taylor, I don't really think much happened over the weekend. She was out and about a little bit. I think she was like walked around the city one time and then went up to New England, Gillette Stadium, to watch Travis play against the Patriots.
Yeah. And she got booed, which was really rude.
I had words with Swifty Dave on this as well. Mm. He was furious at himself for not going.
Right.
I said, kind of like the craziest. It's
yeah,
crazy
what?
You didn't go.
Yeah.
That's your team and she's in the building. Like, Gillette's your home turf.
Yeah.
How the fuck
he definitely would have met
there?
Her then.
Yeah, that's what I think. But, you know, and I think that I understand that there's an element of playful competition and fun jabs and like boo, you know, your team sucks, like whatever. Taylor Swift can transcend that. You don't have to
yeah,
boo,
just
because
she's dating Travis
Kelce
and also
she's dating him, like, and,
like,
and
Gillette, seriously,
yeah,
she
how
like
dare you?
Made Gillette like,
that's what I'm saying. It's also the it's not like the Swifties in the place. They're not boner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the male Patriots fans who are pissed off that Taylor Swift. You know what? John Feidelberg told me.
Mm.
Actually, I'm gonna read it exactly. Because he was up not at the game, but in Boston, I believe. And Martha's Vineyard. He was like, I'm at a bar in Martha's Vineyard, and I just heard the female cook yell, "Ha ha, dumb bitch!" from the kitchen when they showed Taylor on screen after that Kelce non-touchdown, and the first thought was you jumping through this window and fighting her, and he like sent like the cook window.
Yeah.
If I was in like a New England bar or something like that, and I heard some woman talking shit about Taylor Swift being on screen, I think I would have like beat the fuck out of them. I think I would have like,
so
my eyes would have blacked over like a shark.
I experienced
the men, whatever.
This?
Like, I want to kill the men, but like.
Yeah, there was girls. I know there was girls on New Jersey Transit over Thanksgiving break talking shit about her, and I tweeted it.
I didn't
and
see that.
I was literally just like Arthur Fist, because it was four girls and just me, and
of
like
course,
I'm not gonna like
have.
Get up and
you
be
like,
"Hey
girls, hey girls." It's actually not cool. Like that Hillary Duff commercial about saying gay.
Yeah,
hey girls, it's actually not cool to be like.
It's actually not very feminist of you guys talk shit about Taylor Swift. They'd be like, "Who the fuck are you?" Well, first off, we were in the quiet car, and they were yapping away, gabbing.
Like, they just love to yap in the quiet car, no matter how many times they're told to shut the hell
up. If me and my girls are gapping, what's it called? Gabbing? Yapping. If me and my girls are gabbing, it's fine. If other girls are gabbing, it's like, shut the fuck up.
It's like, shut the fuck up. Literally, shut the fuck up. But also, if me and my girls are gabbing, we're not doing it in the quiet car. I at least have...
Yeah,
this is a
society.
Have
some respect.
This is a society.
Yeah. So I really, in my mind, I got up and just like laid it in them, but I just kind of just kept
that's
to myself.
That's fine. But, but I'm sad to hear that. I'm sad to hear that there's still negativity out there coming from the girls.
I know.
But I think that the booing was childish.
Very childish.
Here's a question for you, Gia. I wrote a blog about this yesterday, about this girl that wore a Taylor Swift jean jacket. And
yes,
a Chiefs hat, and I believe a Travis Kelce jersey underneath.
Mm.
And she was in like one of the sections where she was in on the Chiefs side, she says, but there were also Patriots fans around, and they were booing her relentlessly.
Didn't she say that she's a Patriots fan?
And she said that she is a Patriots fan, but they've been bad, and so she only went to this game because Taylor was going to be there, so she wanted to be supportive and be wearing Travis stuff. Here are my thoughts. One, I believe that she was definitely booed.
Yeah.
Two, do I believe it was that bad? No, I don't.
No, you know,
I hate
people
to say that.
People always like exaggerate shit. Like people always talk about like Eagle Stadium, how scared it is. Like being out of, like I've brought like my ex boyfriend to Lincoln Financial, and he's a opposing team's fan.
Yeah,
and it was fine. Like as long as you don't make a show of yourself,
if
it's
you're
really
making
not
a show
a big
of
deal.
Yourself. So I'm wondering if there was a show.
Yeah,
if
she was doing something obnoxious.
Maybe some, like,
I don't want to, like, put... Yeah, but also...
Me neither. I don't want to be like,
crazy,
I don't believe you.
Crazy, crazy, crazy move to wear a Travis Kelce jersey when you're a Patriots fan. That's like me wearing a Travis Kelce jersey and being an Eagles fan.
No, that's nuts.
Like, that... Like,
I understand the hat. Like, if you're wearing... Or no, I understand the Taylor Swift jacket the most, obviously. But if you're wearing like a Patriots jersey, maybe you throw on a Chiefs hat in support. Sure, fine. Because I do feel like anybody can wear whatever they want to the stadiums. Like, chill out. Like, who cares? Everybody's fans. Everybody's having fun. But I do wonder where the line is in booing in someone's face. And so if
just
this
like
girl,
leave the girl alone. Like, she's just like a girl.
I'm more in the path of like leave her alone regardless. She's just like this little girl walking around. Like,
that's
she was there
like,
with like one friend.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she was with like
I know.
A
did she go by herself?
She was with like one friend,
I think.
Yeah,
like that's just
it's
like
not
so
like right. It's not like she's showing up with a horde of people screaming Taylor Swift's name and like, you know, fuck the Patriots, fuck whatever. Like that, none of that was happening. People just need to lighten up. And I think that what people are starting to think, and combined with the booing of Taylor on the screen, is because, you know, it's just another excuse. Like, oh, we get the chance to, like, boo this woman because we're mad. And it's like, I just don't see why. Like,
it's a very salty year for Pats fans because
extremely
they suck.
Salty.
So I think that they're taking it out on people because they stink and they can't take it out on their team.
I agree.
So they take it out on...
Take it out
everyone
on the
else,
team.
And they take it out on Taylor. Like,
why
Taylor's fault, you guys stink.
That's what I'm saying. Why can't they take it out on the team? Like, the Patriots were good for, you know, a dynasty, and now they're bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, get over it. It's time to face the music, honestly.
Facts.
Get mad, scream at Bill Belichick for the first time in your life. You
I really
what I mean?
Wonder what Taylor said when they showed her, because she said something to
she
Brittany.
She said something.
She said something like, what am I supposed to do, or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
something
what do they
like
want
that.
Me to do? Because they kept her up there for a while.
Right, she's right. Right when they were getting off her, she was like, "What are they like?
Yeah.
How long is this going to go on?" Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, something
like
that.
Something like that. I think what she said before, she was like, "I knew this was going to happen," or something.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what it looked
yeah.
like to me. Regardless, it didn't
look
right.
Well, I feel like Gillette people have a bias with Taylor. They think like Taylor loves Gillette or something. Like,
yeah, they do
the rain shows, and they all thought that they were going to get Long Live. I don't really know what the lore is behind Taylor Swift and Gillette, but. Yeah,
I think
I don't know.
It was her first
kinda...
rain show, I want to say.
Yeah, probably.
Because they always are talking about
maybe
the rain
shows. Maybe it was like her first stadium.
Maybe, must have been something. But I don't like the booing. I think everyone needs to chill the fuck out.
No need to boo.
I do think, though, like, I mean, yeah, show
boo
her.
Boo you.
Show her on the Jumbotron, sure, but like, in the middle, wasn't
it
like a timeout
It was like
a
at the end of the game.
Something?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was like, I don't remember.
I would be annoyed, like, if I were Taylor, I'd be like, oh, please, like, don't.
Yeah, like, don't show
don't,
me, like,
don't
we're
show
kicking
me,
their
like,
ass.
Right,
yeah.
Like, it sucks, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of, so I understand frustrations on all sides, but I don't understand the booing in people's faces. Chill out. It's you know, let's just be normal people.
And when Travis got pushed, She stood up,
said, what the fuck? Yeah, which I loved.
I love that. Very funny. Yeah.
Love that she's getting into it.
Yeah. And he like barely got pushed too, which is hilarious. He low key kind of flopped.
Yeah. And he threw his body on the ground.
What the fuck?
He sold that performance.
Yeah. And she's teaching him how to put on a show.
Exactly. Which we appreciate.
Yeah.
She, of course, brought Scott Swift. Scott Swift's first game.
Yeah. Very cute.
Just, he's not an Eagles fan anymore, huh? He's a Chiefs fan now.
I guess so. You got to convert. I mean, listen, when your daughter's dating the number one tight end in the country and you love football, like,
you throw the jersey on.
You can't not root for it, you know?
You throw the jersey on. And it's not like they're playing the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If the Chiefs and the Eagles were playing, whose jersey you think he would have wore? Or maybe a split jersey?
I feel like he would wear Chiefs. I feel like he's not that diehard of an Eagles fan. Like, I feel like we would know more about Scott Swift being a diehard Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. The only time we've ever gotten mention of Taylor being an Eagles fan confirming was at my Philly show.
At that show.
She was like, she said the Eagles t-shirt is about the team. But, you know, I don't believe her.
I don't believe her either. I don't believe her either because I think that her liking the band, the Eagles, is much more likely.
I don't believe her for sure. I think she said that just to make the Philadelphia fans happy.
Agreed. Or dating a guy
that would wear an
Eagles t-shirt. Because she's been seen in
gear like every once in a blue moon, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. She just, it's not given bleed green. It's not given bleed green.
Not even close.
No.
So that's, I guess that's just that. But let's see who she brought. Scott Swift. She brought only Alana Haim? Or were there multiple
There was one Haim sister. I don't know the differences.
I don't know either.
SD, Alana.
I think it was Alana, people were saying.
Yeah. Whoever's married.
And Ashley Avignon was there. And I think that was it for her friends. Scott Swift, of course. Scott Swift went over to the suite next to them and delivered extra birthday cake.
Yeah, that was very cute.
There was birthday cake for Taylor. And Scott Swift went over and said, oh, hey.
Taylor also made cinnamon rolls.
Oh, did she? I didn't know that.
I don't know. T-Swift Eras Tour. That's where I get all my information from.
Oh, that's sweet.
Tweeted that.
Did you see her tipping people, handing out cash?
Yeah, that picture is so funny.
I've never seen Taylor holding money before.
I know. She just like has like casual like $400 bills in a 20.
Just handing out.
She probably like doesn't even know like if that's a good amount.
No, definitely
like,
not. Just take it. Like, please, I would give you $1,000 if I could. Yeah. Like, you know, random shit. But we love a humble queen. We love a generous queen.
We love a generous queen.
And she did all the above. She was also drinking a High Noon tequila.
Oh,
did you see that?
I saw the picture of them around. I didn't see her hold. Was she holding one in front?
It was right in front of her. It wasn't literally holding it. There was the person next to her had a bunch lined up, and then she had one right in front of her.
Oh,
and I was
love.
Like, ooh. And it was
good for the brand.
Good for the brand.
Yeah, I like the vodka ones a bit more because I'm more of a vodka girl. But
I'm a vodka girly as well. But that's why I was so shocked. I was like, oh, who knew? So is Taylor a tequila girly?
Who knew?
She could be. I've always assumed vodka, but she could be a tequila girl.
She always gave me gin vibes.
Yeah, I thought so too, but. She sings about all different kinds.
Yeah.
So you never
Whiskey.
Know. Whiskey on ice.
Yeah. My nose is running so bad. Mine it's is disgusting. Too. God. Like, I can't even right
I,
now.
I like also can't really breathe. I have like mucus in the back of my throat.
Like, you know when your ears like kind of feel clogged? That's how my ears feel right now.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm like screaming. We're just a sad pair today a little bit. I feel like I'm being such a negative bitch too.
I know. We're both yawning. We're sniffling.
I was in a really bad mood when I woke up too. Like it's been a day.
Yeah.
It's one of those days. I'm trying to think. If there was even anything else, I think the game.
It was like pretty low key
pretty
weekend
low key
for sure.
Weekend, especially considering birthday, but we love that.
Yeah.
That's all fine.
I'm very curious to see what the tea is going to be when it comes to holiday celebrations.
Same.
Because is she going to go to Kansas City? Is he going to come to wherever, Nashville? Where does she, or New York? Or
I assume.
Where do her parents live? I know they're divorced,
they live in Nashville, which can I tell you something? I didn't know that they were actually divorced. I knew they were separated. I knew they had like hard times. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were actually divorced. And so, do either of them have significant others?
No.
Not even.
I
close,
don't think
right?
so. No.
Okay.
No, none that I've ever seen in the press.
Neither have I. So, that's interesting. Someone pointed out that it's crazy how two people found each other whose parents are both divorced. But are like the most amicable divorced parents of all time.
Wait,
Donna
the Kelseys are divorced?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that either. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently. That's what people were saying.
I didn't know that.
Are the Kelseys divorced? Are Donna Kelsey and Ed Kelsey still married? No. They're 12 years ago, they got divorced.
Wow.
But the pair remain friends. And no, they've not been any... Donna, at least, has not been part of any relationship made public. And then
Andrea and Scott got divorced in 2011.
Wow, so it's like the same amount of time.
That's crazy.
That's so weird. What? How weird? Because
wow, I had no idea the Kelsey's were divorced. World?
I guess, at that point, like, for Donna and Ed...
I guess, yeah, because you always see Donna by herself.
She's always by herself. Yeah. And then Ed pops up, like, every once in a while.
Yeah, interesting.
And I think that because both of their kids are so famous, I'm sure that obviously takes a toll on the relationship, of their own relationship. And I feel like they get divorced, but they're already in this, like, fame wheel and success wheel for their kids that they have no choice but to just get along.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that is the same for the Kelseys. Like, Jason and Travis have both been famous and playing for this entire time.
Yeah.
So it's like they have to set aside the differences and just be there for the kids.
For the children.
And same with Taylor. Like, her parents are just like, oh, what? Am I going to not go to all of her toys?
Yeah, totally.
Am I going to not go to whatever?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's crazy. Well, I had no idea that they were divorced.
Yeah. So apparently, not apparently, factual. Yeah. It's crazy that these two crazy kids got together and both of their parents have, like, amicable, friendly divorces, which is, you know,
that's good. It's rare.
Unheard of. Yeah, super rare.
Very rare.
So that's exciting. I'm trying to think what else.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, I think. Yeah. Really, she's just chalking along. You're right. I don't know about the holiday plans. Yes, her mom lives in Nashville. I assume her dad probably does too. However, I would think they do the holidays at Holiday House.
Right.
Unless we think Holiday House is summer exclusive. But how lovely would it be to be in the beautiful mansion in Rhode Island at Christmas time? Like,
I know.
How nice.
I always wish that my family celebrated Christmas in Martha's Vineyard.
I think that would be so beautiful. Yeah. I'm surprised you guys don't. We're always in Florida usually, right?
Yeah. Are well, no, we're in New York. Yeah.
Oh, you're in New York this time. New York, yeah. Very nice.
New York Christmas.
A New York Christmas is nice.
Yeah.
I'll be in New Jersey Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I miss New Jersey Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, New Jersey Christmas is good.
So it was very homey.
It's very homey. Very homey.
Yeah.
My mom's got all the decorations up.
Lovely.
Oh, speaking of, what are we doing next week? It's Christmas next week, so we probably won't see
you. Oh, yeah, we won't have an episode next week.
We won't have an episode next week.
The week after, though. Maybe later. We can do like a later in the week, because I think I come back to the office on January this 3rd.
I think I do, too.
Yeah.
Depending on my flight,
so maybe
back.
Like the 4th or something.
Yeah, the 4th. I would say the 4th. You'll hear from us.
Yeah, we can do a Christmas, New Year's recap. New Year's.
And also, Gia, probably hopefully by then I'll have that rosé that I ordered. That is, by the way, back ordered.
Oh,
and I ordered it. They said it was great, coming on the way. And then I got a note that was like due to high demand.
Oh,
super back ordered. So hopefully we'll be able to spring in the new year with the Gaslight rosé.
Okay,
Gaslighter rosé.
Yeah,
and keep following along with the TikTok and the Instagram, because if there is breaking news, we'll be posting there, obviously.
Yeah.
But the podcast itself will be back first week of January. Subscribe to the YouTube, please.
Please.
Please,
for
please.
Christmas as our Christmas present.
For Christmas
present.
As a Christmas gift. We never ask, which is probably why nobody subscribes. Yeah. But we're asking now.
I know, please.
So please subscribe.
We've been very good this year, and we deserve it.
We've been very good this year.
Yeah.
I think we've been very good this year.
Yeah.
But I think that about wraps it up, Gia.
Yeah, sounds good.
Happy holidays to you guys.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
We can leave the Christmas lights up till January.
Yes. Love you guys.
Love you.